Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. I'm trained to pick up stuff.
I am too, and you beat me to it. Well, it's Father's Day, so. Annika, can you be bothered to be the crucifer today and bring the cross forward? Thank you. Annika, after you've placed the cross, if you'll go down the side aisle back to your pew. Thank you. You are kind. I'm ready. Well, let them sing one first before we go. Let us rise as we're able, and our processional hymn this morning is number 513. Number 513. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day. Our service begins on the front of our bulletin. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 812 in the ELW. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading today is from Ezekiel chapter 17. I myself take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender shoot from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will transplant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will transplant it, and it will produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree, I make low the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalmody today is from Psalm 92. We'll read it responsively. It is good to give thanks to the Lord.
To sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your steadfast love in the morning.
And your faithfulness by night.
To the music of the lute and the harp.
To the melody of the lyre.
For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work.
At the works of your hands I sing for joy.
The righteous flourish like the palm tree.
And grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
They are planted in the house of the Lord.
They flourish in the courts of our God.
In old age they still produce fruit.
They are always green and full of sap.
Showing that the Lord is upright.
He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him.
The second reading is from 2 Corinthians. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to be pleasing to him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive due recompense for actions done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade people. But we ourselves are well known to God, and I hope that we are also well known to your consciences. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that we may be able to answer those who boast in outward appearance and not in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for the one who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we no longer know him in that way. So if anyone's in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, new things have come into being. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord,
shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them, except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. And again, if you haven't been, please be seated. And Annika, thank you for stepping in this morning with Acolyte and Crucifer duties. Let us pray. "And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen." After we've lived a few years, at least once in our lives, we're going to find ourselves in that very awkward position of being thanked for something we've said or something we've done that made a real difference in the life of somebody. And we have no recollection at all of having spoken or having done something as described by the one thanking us. A chance remark or a spontaneous utterance or a knee-jerk reaction on our part has profoundly helped, or it has changed a life's trajectory, or brought profound comfort, which gave one of our fellow pilgrims exactly what he or she desperately needed, just when. And we stand gobsmacked. Maybe it was when someone had lost a job, or maybe they had stopped coming to church, or they had lost someone beloved. The list goes for pages. But the right word or the spontaneous gesture of help has revealed itself to be a treasure, a pearl of infinite value to somebody. The compliment, not artfully nor strategically proffered. You never had the slightest idea until you're told about it years later, either directly or indirectly. But that tiny word, that small action, made all the difference to somebody. I can't count the times I've been on the other side of that moment when I've thanked someone and they look at me confused. Am I sure that they did or said that which profoundly helped? They don't remember. But whichever person you are in the moment I'm describing, a sense of awe, of humility, and of gratitude for the mystery of something so seemingly small actually being so big, which settles on your soul and pervades your meditations as your new framework for seeing God's finger at work in creation, gives us new light and focus. It's like a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest seed on the earth. Yet when it's sown, it grows and becomes one of the largest and greatest of shrubs. Birds find shelter. Like the man who took and sowed his field, and the earth produces of itself. First the grain, second the ear, and finally the full blade in the ear. Now these two little parables which the gospel offers us this morning are slightly different, but they both make their point with the image of a seed. One turns on the contrast between the insignificant act of sowing seed, the significance of the resulting process of growth. The other turns on the contrast between a gigantic shrub and the tiny seed that produced it. Both of them are teaching that in the kingdom of God, more comes out than what we thought we put in. More happens than what we made happen. This seed of the kingdom, which produces far beyond expectations, is not so much the great religious-looking deeds that people may do once or twice in their lives. The real seed of the kingdom is the mustard seed and the tiniest of words, the most inefficient pieces of witness, and the smallest actions of every day. You could almost say that from the point of view of the kingdom, everything you do sows a seed for God or against God. The choices you and I make when we decide to greet a visitor or an old hand at church, or when we're generous or mingy with our gifts of time, talent, or, I wanted to say this word all week, pengar, that's Swedish for money, pengar. The action you take when a clerk gives you too much change at the store, or the tone you take if you're not given enough, when you speak up when someone not in a room is being maligned, or when you choose between saying something truthful and kind, or truthful and mean when opportunity affords itself, all of these sown seeds in our lives and in the lives of the larger communities to which we all belong. The sowing of the tiniest seeds begins a process over which we have no control. Scatter seed on the ground, and the earth produces of itself, says Jesus. The sowing of these seeds begins a process over which we have no control. Oh, we can step in and wreck it by overwatering, or we can help out a bit by applying just the right fertilizer. But the growth does seem to come of itself. In fact, if you try to control the process, you will ruin the results. Ultimately, we have to trust the process and the seed sown into our own lives. We have to trust that the word of God in our hearts. We have to trust the sacraments to deliver that which they promise, the forgiveness of sin and the new life in Jesus Christ. Now, this won't work, of course, when we neglect the word of the Lord or Jesus' sacraments. We must also be mindful of him to whom we belong and serve him by loving and serving others. But the process begins somewhere, and having once stepped into that process, as we live into our baptisms, once the seeds are sown, don't keep pulling yourself up by the roots to check for progress and growth, as is so often the wont of many, many grade school students who grow beans in cups in third grade. Leave them alone. Don't rush the results by unfolding blooms on your own. Learn to wait patiently on the Lord. Trust him and his divine process. The growth will happen at the appointed pace. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. We may or we may not perceive the growth. Macht nicht. It doesn't matter. Because you see, what God wants, God gets. God help us all. And thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us rise as we are able and say together,
The words of the Nicene Creed, as said throughout the church through the ages. The Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He will come into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Jesus Christ, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. We come before the triune God to pray for our communities, ourselves, and our world. Nourish your faithful people through gifts of the word and worship. Guide the church in listening to and interpreting your message of grace for this time and place in history. In your wisdom, lead us in expanding the reach of your love. Merciful God, nature sings your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Sustain the holy rhythms of creation, days and seasons, hibernation and activity, phases of the moon and tides of the sea. Let these patterns assure us of your constancy. Merciful God, you raise the lowly and humble those in high regard. Raise up all who are victims of marginalization, discrimination, and hate. As we anticipate Juneteenth, banish white supremacy and bigotry from the hearts of your people, and remove the inclination toward anger and violence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Tend to all who journey by faith and who wait with patience for the fulfillment of your healing promises, especially those we lift up to you in our hearts. Grant perseverance to people doing physical and occupational therapy, people living with mobility concerns, and people facing chronic pain. Merciful God, as you have loved us, so let us love one another. Empower fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, adoptive fathers, godfathers, chosen fathers, to embody this gift of love for their children. Where these relationships are strained or broken, bring your comfort and peace. Merciful God, with gratitude, we remember the Emmanuel Nine Martyrs and all the saints who are now at home with you. Plant seeds of their wisdom and witness in our hearts, that we grow in faith until we join them in your heavenly dwelling. Merciful God, receive our prayers, O God, and come quickly to our aid through the power of the Spirit and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
We will now have the announcements from the deacon. Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the fourth Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Excuse me. Happy birthday today to Jackson Colton. Happy birthday this week to Roy Ruff, Robbie Joe Colton, Kristen Winder, Patty Porth, and Tracy Bauer. Happy anniversary this week to Gary and Diane Sims and Sid and Marilyn Allen. Are there any other announcements? The offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us rise. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty, and our joy that we should, at all times and all places, give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, and with the church on earth, the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
in the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to their heavenly to that heavenly country, where with John and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Let the people say, Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table is ready. All are welcome. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you this day and forevermore. The body of Christ given for you. Blessed be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. 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 Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Honor to the body of Christ given for you. 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 Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise, hymn 208. And let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out Into the World, is number 537, 537. Let us go in peace to serve the Lord. And happy Father's Day once again. Thank you so much. You well the numbers in the name. That's great. Thank you. And you, good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having. Thank you. Oh, I love this congregation. I feel like I'm home. I do. Well, thank you. I'll stand a little taller now. It's really good to be here. I feel like I'm home. I love that you have me come. Thank you.
So, there's a man, his name is Felix de la Cruz.
Okay.
And his wife is Olivia. And when he was growing up, he was in my class and he was called Joe.
Okay.